Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good to have you on board. Thanks so much for winding your way through this abnormal, extraordinary final week of March, early days of April. I can't believe March is over because it feels like time is moving so slowly, and yet I can't believe March is over because how did we get 3 months into 2020? I guess I stopped really paying attention to the time with everything else that's flying around. Just, you know, duck and run for cover. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Our final four category tonight, we're asking you to send us your final four zoo animals. And I already am pleased with the number of answers that we are getting on Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And while you're there, make sure you send your questions for Ask Amy Anything, which is next hour on the show. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. These are challenging times, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact the team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their homes to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. It was perfect timing on Tuesday afternoon. We had a previously scheduled interview with longtime Steelers defensive back Ike Taylor, and the timing just happened to be right after the news broke that the NFL would be expanding its playoffs. So it's great to catch up with Ike, and I started out by asking him about the NFL voting to expand the playoffs. We're going to add a team in each conference. So Ike, what do you think about now having 14 teams as opposed to a dozen in the postseason?
It's a lot of action. It's a lot of football going on. It's very intense. I think it's at the right timing because it's a change of guards in the older quarterbacks to the younger, new exciting quarterbacks. The Tom Brady's, of course, the Big Ben's, the Drew Brees, the Russell Wilson, all them guys. But then you can put the Russell Wilson with the second generation, the Patrick Mahomes and Sean Watson and Lamar Jackson. So I think it's at a perfect time, to be honest with you.
One of my issues with it, and of course, as you say, more action, I'm all about that. I mean, we love the NFL postseason, so if some is good, more is better. But one of my issues, Ike, is that you're only going to have one seed with a bye in each conference. How much of an advantage is having that week off after a long regular season?
It depends on how you look at it. You know, for me, when I was playing, I liked to stay in the rhythm. And I think a lot of players and a lot of coaches who play football and who coach you now, they always talk about a rhythm. So, you know, if you just look at the Tennessee Titans last year, they just caught a rhythm. You know, they stayed in that rhythm. If you look at us in 2005 when we won a Super Bowl, even though we was a sixth seed, we stayed in the rhythm. And, you know, sometimes when you got 2 weeks off or a week off, man, you kind of get out of rhythm, and the rhythm is the game rhythm. You know, it's the difference between having practice rhythm and game rhythm. So for the most part, it's just, you know, some teams, they can do it. Like New England, they've been doing it for so many years, it really didn't matter whether it was a six seed or a one seed. You know, they was getting on a rhythm regardless, but not every team is like that. For us, Pittsburgh, I meant, it's just we had to get in that rhythm. That's mean playing every week. So it just depends on the team and the coaching staff and the surrounding players on if they all can stay in that same rhythm. Now, from having one seed from both conferences, that's a good thing. So now everybody fight, you know. So now you got a dog fight every week. So I'm not going to say every team take it for granted as far as, like, getting the seed, but everybody's trying to get to the top of that pyramid to get that seed now.
Ike Taylor is a longtime Steelers defensive back with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. So then let me throw this scenario out at you. I know it won't apply to 2020, but when there are 17 regular season games, we know there's not going to be an extra bye. Maybe the bye week comes earlier, first half of the season or close to the midway point. Then you jump right into wild card weekend. Does that change your opinion about playing all those weeks in a row?
No, I don't, because if you look at it, you know, from different teams had different buys. You know, some teams got a bye late, some teams got a bye in the middle, some teams got a bye early. And I was a part of all three. Like, I played 12, so it depended on, you know, when it was. Sometimes I had a bye in the fourth week, sometimes the eighth, sometimes the 12th week. So it really didn't matter. You know, as long as you get that bye, that's really what matters. Now, it's the timing of that bye. So if you had starters who was banged up and it was down bad and they needed an extra week or going into the playoffs, if y'all had a chance to make it, then it helped. If you had some young guys almost hitting that wall in that bye week and they got a week off, then it helped. So for me, the bye week is all about timing, depending on what goes on your team during the season.
All right. Good stuff. Right now, the NFL is operating virtually, which is kind of interesting, and yet the offseason marches on. You mentioned some of the older quarterbacks. I saw some of your comments recently about Tom Brady with Bruce Arians, a guy that was on the Pittsburgh Steelers staff for years. How do you like that combination, those two football minds together?
B.A., better known as Bruce Arians. We call him B.A. B.A. just... I mean, who wouldn't want to coach Tom Brady? You know? Who wouldn't want to coach Tom Brady? So he's the second coach professionally to ever coach Tom Brady. He's going to try to build around Tom Brady to see what he can do. He knows what Tom Brady brings to the table. We're not talking really on the field. We're just talking about, hey, coach, what do you want, Tom? Can I get all my receivers' numbers so I can call and FaceTime and talk to him so I can get to know him? Because right now we're going through this crisis in the world. What else you need, Tom? Hey, coach, can I get the rest of my teammates' numbers so I can at least introduce myself and talk to them on FaceTime? Like, that's what you're going to get from a GOAT. Mm. That's what you can't – from a coaching staff, you can't ask nothing else better coming from a leader, let alone than a GOAT in Tom Brady, than a guy who wants like him to reach out to his teammates.
I'm always fascinated by what seems like a chess match between defenses and veteran quarterbacks who can read what the defense throws out there. And then the whole idea of disguising that defense to try to fool him. So as someone who was a defensive back and was trying to do that for his career, how do you try to pull one over on or disguise your defense to a guy who's pretty much seen everything on the other side of the line?
All 11 guys got to be on the same page. And you know how hard it is for all 11 guys to be on the same page? I look at disguising against veteran quarterbacks like telling a secret. If you tell a secret to one person, it's going to wind up getting out anyway. somebody can't hold that secret. So, I mean, as much as you can try to disguise, but with 11 people trying to be on the same page, going against a guy who pretty much seen it all, it's going to be tough. If one person slip up, you know, the whole disguise is pretty much messed over.
Then you give that guy hell if that happens?
Oh, man, you give more than hell, man. If y'all win, you give him hell in a good way. If y'all lose, you give him hell and he ain't going to like it.
So, Ike, the Pittsburgh Steelers last year actually had a defense that was maybe more worthy of the defenses that you played with. Minkah Fitzpatrick was a good addition. What do you like about his game?
Magic Minkah. You know, Magic Minkah he gave the Pittsburgh Steelers new life on defense, just period. As soon as he stepped into that south side, that Pittsburgh Steelers practice facility, and then he stepped on the high field, like Magic Minkah just gave a whole new life because they was down bad from the get-go, you know. And Kevin Colbert, he was getting scrutinized from giving up them first-round draft picks. But then when you saw what Minkah did, it was like, damn, it was all worth it, you know. So just what Minka brought to the table, the same thing he brought playing in Alabama. Sometimes a change of venue is everything to a person's career, to a person's psyche. So once Minka left Miami, got to Pittsburgh, you know, Coach Tomlin, he wanted to draft Minka from the get-go. He just couldn't at the time because he was so high in the draft. Once he got the opportunity and he saw the opportunity to get him, he was all the way in. And once Minka came into that facility, he already knew what it was being a Pittsburgh Steeler without even drafting being a Pittsburgh Steeler. So once Minka stepped into the field, Minka kind of brought that defense mentality and that mindset to where it used to be.
So then you think about the guys who are on that side of the ball now. Devin Bush, of course, last year. T.J. Watt, who had such a huge year. Joe Haden even benefiting from Fitzpatrick in the backfield. How good can that defense be if it stays together, Ike?
When you talk about – so we adopted Minka and we adopted Joe Haden, if you look at it. So when you talk about – being a Pittsburgh Steeler is usually guys who's drafted. Minka is a Pittsburgh Steeler. Joe Haden is a Pittsburgh Steeler. T.J. Watt is a Pittsburgh Steeler. Devin Bush is a Pittsburgh Steeler. So when you go into a draft or looking at guys from colleges, you don't say how tall, how fast, how high can they jump, what's their stats looking like. The first thing you say, and it's coming from the owner, to the front office, to the guys who play in that locker room, is he a Steeler? So, yes, Joe Haden is a Steeler. Yes, Bud Dupree is a Steeler. Yes, T.J. Watt is a Steeler. Yes, Minka Fitzpatrick is a Steeler. Yes, Devin Bush is a Steeler. Because when you're a Steeler, regardless on what the generation is, we always compare each other to, like, could he have played with us? And all them guys I just named, them guys can play from the 70s generation all the way on to our generation now to the late 2000 or early 2000 football season.
All right, but you got to help me out, though. For someone on the outside, what does it mean when you identify a guy as, yes, he could be a Steeler? What does that mean, Ike?
So when you draft and when you say he's a Steeler, he's unselfish. It's not about him. He eats, sleeps, breathes, and thinks football. Mm. He's a family-orientated guy. And he cares more about his brothers than himself. He cares more about messing up because he knows that's going to hurt the other 10 guys than himself. It's not about money. It's about success. And they know success comes from what we doing, not look at what I did.
Ike Taylor, a longtime Steelers defensive back with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. So I'm going to ask you this because you crossed paths with him. Was Antonio Brown a Steeler for his time that he was there?
AB, we all make mistakes. AB just like consistently kind of got off the rock of making mistakes off the field. So hopefully AB can get his mind right in the way he handled things off the field, especially with social media. But when you want to talk about one of the hardest working guys on the field, if you want to talk about football, I haven't seen a guy work harder. I haven't seen a guy get to his stats more faster. I haven't seen a guy who can outwork Antonio Brown. I haven't seen a guy who's shorter than 5'11", but plays 6'3", 6'4", like Antonio Brown. So for AB, it's more off the field getting itself right than on the field. It's just frustrating for me to watch because how special, and I know how hard he works on the field to see what's going on off the field.
So, Ike, big dilemma. I don't know about big dilemma, but certainly a crossroads for the Steelers. Ben Roethlisberger toward the end of his career, as you mentioned. And they had a couple of different guys with Duck and with Mason Rudolph last year who played. But at what point do the Steelers need to identify their future QB?
Are they doing it now? You know, you getting another tight end in Ebron. You just about solidifies your defense. They probably get another receiver. They probably get an offensive lineman. They probably get another running back. So now everything's transferred. So when Big Ben was young and he got into the league, He had a good defense. He had tight ends. He had good receivers. He had a running back. And you let that go, and you let him groom himself and let Big Ben take over the team. And, yeah, Big Ben's going to he's going to go to the Hall of Fame. But they haven't won a Super Bowl yet, so now you got to go back. It's just like being a kid. When you're a kid, you need your parents' help. Now, in between being adolescents and getting into your adult stages, you pretty much get in your prime, and you know what you're doing, and you got to build your own legacy, and you're handling your business as adults. Now, when you get older, it goes back to being a kid. You need help. So now Ben is older. He's going to need that help when he once came into the league, if you know what I'm saying.
I do. So how confident are you that he can get back to the form that will eventually put him in the Hall of Fame coming off a really devastating injury?
They don't need him to get back into the form. They're getting the help around him. They just need him to stay healthy.
It's a lot to be excited about, at least when I look at it. And I know we're not quite to the season yet, but coming off of last year when they were 8-8, and a good portion of that was because of what they did on defense. How much excitement should there be around the 2020 Steelers?
So everything's compatible. You got a good defense. You run the ball. You hold the clock. You make passes in between the numbers, and that's to your tight ends. You shoot down the field when you need to. And you control the clock when you run game. That's what defenses need help at, and that's where they're going at. So, there was a game away from making the playoffs last year. I can only imagine if Big Ben stay healthy, and the stars on that defense for the most part stay healthy, what they can do this year. I wouldn't be surprised if I see them in the Super Bowl if everybody stay healthy.
Ike Taylor, longtime Steelers defensive back. I tried to do a quick Twitter search. And are you not on Twitter?
Yeah, I am.
So you are. Okay.
Yeah. Ike_swagging you.
Ah, well, no wonder I couldn't find it. I was just looking for Taylor.
Yes, Ike_swagging you.
Awesome. Well, it's good to talk to you, especially from someone who is a Super Bowl champ. Ike, thanks so much. Be safe during these strange times.
Hey, be safe. Appreciate the invite. Thank you.
Ike Taylor, but on Twitter, Ike Swaggin' You. Really good stuff, right? He compares Ben Roethlisberger to a senior citizen who's going to need the help of his kids to survive during this upcoming season and through the rest of his career. He handled my curveball about Antonio Brown with aplomb, and I thought gave you both sides of the story, took you inside the Steelers locker room to help you understand what it means to be a Steeler from the top down, really positive about the defense that Mike Tomlin fielded last year, and then his thoughts on an expanded playoff format. So I thought he gave you all angles of that as well. It's really good to talk to Ike on Tuesday. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I was busy listening to my conversation with Ike, but now I see that you've been blowing up our Twitter and Facebook with a couple of different things. Number one, your questions for Ask Amy Anything. So you can do that after Hours CBS or on the Facebook page. And then our Final Four category tonight, in honor of Final Four Week, your Final Four Zoo Animals.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
The voice of one, Mike Tomlin. And, of course, he was playing musical chairs at quarterback himself last season. And yet the Steelers finished 8-8 and would have been in the postseason as the third wild card if we were operating under what will be the expanded playoff format moving forward. First time in 30 years the NFL is changing the postseason format. What do you think about 14 teams as opposed to 12 and having an extra game on Nickelodeon? Now, it's also going to be on CBS and CBS All Access, but a younger generation of fans possibly getting roped into football and the NFL with a broadcast on Nickelodeon. Interesting. The other game that will be added to the playoffs will air on NBC, stream on its partner, Peacock. I think that's it. It's just one word. We call it the Peacock Network. Or maybe peacocks are the animal that you most desire to see at the zoo. Did anybody put peacocks in your Final Four of zoo animals? We're going to find out. never dawned on me, but I do like peacocks. And then also on Spanish language, Telemundo, that will feature an NFL playoff game as well. So what did I tell you? I told you this would happen. I'm not much into predictions, but I knew this would happen. The whole point, well, the major point of getting the new NFL CBA pushed through is that the owners can go to their broadcast partners, can go to their corporate and economic partners, can go to their investors and say, we now have labor peace for the next 10 years. And look, we also have an expanded playoff format. Let's go. Give us your best shot. Let's hear it. Now, I don't know how quickly they will get to renegotiating the broadcast rights and fees with their partners. But I do know when they get there, and I wouldn't expect it to be very long, either next year or the year after, they're going to see bidding wars. But this is their way of kind of spreading the joy, quote unquote, sharing the love. Nickelodeon, Telemundo, CBS All Access, the Peacock, allowing them to gauge the numbers now in 2020, gauge the numbers, how many people are watching online, are watching the streaming broadcast as opposed to the regular network broadcast. How many kids do we rope in? It's really an opportunity for the NFL to put out feelers, and then they can use that information and that data, the viewing numbers, the ratings, the shares, and they can figure out their priorities for the life of this new CBA when they start to lock themselves into long-term broadcast contracts. Telling you, this is business as usual for the NFL, the cash cow, with a stated goal of $25 billion in annual revenue. What? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. On Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on my Twitter, we're asking for your questions. Ask Amy anything. And many of you are weighing in about the playoffs and the expanded format and what you think. Here's a tweet that I saw from, where'd it go? Oh, he doesn't have a name. In fact, his face is hidden by a bright light in his avatar. So he's going to be grumpy behind his bright light. I don't like the idea of a 14-team playoff format. NFL shouldn't be awarding playoff spots that generate extra money and checks for a team and coaching staff that has performed in mediocrity. I prefer the original format. Well, the original meaning 1990, or the original going back before that? Because the NFL expanded from 10 teams to a dozen teams in 1990, and we've been at 12 teams in the playoffs for the last, 29 years. So you can share your thoughts about the expanded playoffs. You can also send your Final Four zoo animals. I am pleasantly surprised with the response on both Twitter and Facebook. And, of course, your questions for Ask Amy Anything. And then our number is 855-212-4227. As I say, this was a wide-ranging conference call. And Jonathan Jones of CBS Sports HQ was kind of looking at this idea of the upcoming season moving forward as planned.
Well, I'll tell you this. The NFL is wanting to push out, whether they are or not, they want to push out that they are confident that they are going to begin games the regular season, week one, on Thursday, September 10th, that they are going to play a full 16-game schedule, not 17. That's still down the road, as we all know. A full 16-game schedule in the same stadiums they always play in front of fans, that they're going to have a full playoff schedule that I'm sure we're going to get to with 14 total teams there. They want this to be business as usual. And what they are saying is that we are still far enough away from having to make any sort of decision on the start of the season that we don't have to right now. Now, this is me editorializing. They're right. It's still 5 months away from the start of the season. Should they be planning for some contingencies? Absolutely. Would they divulge those on the call? No, they would not. In fact, they said in conference calls with club presidents yesterday and team owners today that it did not come up about a shortened season or any sort of contingencies like that. But certainly the reasonable person in these top positions would have to be considering it. All those things said, that has not been officially discussed around the NFL. They are very hopeful that as this pandemic continues to trend, that hopefully by September 10th, they are going to be able to play games. And obviously, all of us are hoping that that will be the case, that they can safely do that.
Me too. I'm on board with the NFL. Why start talking about contingency plans publicly when you want to portray confidence that the schedule will move forward as planned? In fact, they're even going to release the schedule in May with 16 regular season games, nothing condensed, nothing shortened, nothing taken away. And of course, they're moving forward with a 14-team playoff format in early 2021. So I agree with this NFL move. You don't even want to open that door yet. It's way too far down the road. And so why adjust before you have to? Why throw a Hail Mary when you don't need to at this point? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Love, love, love all your Final Four zoo animals. I feel very validated. And Dave too. I thanked him for taking a risk. I wasn't sure how many of you male listeners would be into the Final Four zoo animals. I know that's probably a stereotype that I created in my own brain, so forgive me for that. But I'm psyched that you have decided you're going to play this game. So your Final Four zoo animals.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh my!
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh my!
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh my!
Lions and tigers and bears.
Classic. Classic. What a scene from Wizard of Oz. Gosh, I want to watch a movie, any movie, just a movie. I haven't yet gotten to the point in my quarantine life where I've been able to sit down and watch a movie. I suppose I've had time and I've chosen to read a book or work on some other stuff around the house. But this weekend, maybe, and actually I'm taking a couple days off to start next week as well. And so maybe I'll bury myself in a couple of movies. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Wizard of Oz, one of the first movies I ever saw in my life. One of the first movies my mom would let me watch. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. 855-212-4CBS. Now, on Twitter, After Hours CBS, you're sending your questions for Ask Amy Anything. You're doing the same on our Facebook page. And you're also bombarding us with your Final Four zoo animals, which makes me really happy. I've got three, and I'm having a hard time narrowing it down and filling out the fourth team in my bracket. This is like bracketology to the nth degree. But I want to go through. I'll start with some of your tweets first. Amy says, different Amy, which is awesome. Amy on Twitter says, koala. Do you love the koala bears? The sloth. I love that you could stand and watch the sloth for 10 minutes and the thing, it's supposed to be moving and they tell you it's moving, but it hasn't appeared to move an inch. Pandas and elephants. I don't know how you can go wrong with any zoo animals, really, unless some of you decide you're going to be cutesy and send me tarantulas or boa constrictors or some of the other disgusting spiders and snakes. Oh my gosh. I always go in those reptile houses, but really only to freak myself out. I think, oh, I'll get stronger. I'm older. It won't have the same effect yet. It always does. Scott on Twitter, giant pandas, orangutans. They're very expressive. Plus, they have that great red hair. Penguins and storks. Scott, I'm going to give you this. I don't think anybody else is going to say storks. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. Dave, what are the chances someone else answers with a Final Four of zoo animals that includes storks?
That would be zero.
I mean, it's fine. Storks need love, too. Just say the name stork about six times right now, wherever you are. Stork, 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 stork. Doesn't it sound weird after a while? Stork. Stork, 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 stork. It just sounds odd coming out of my mouth if I say it too many times. Thank you for that exercise in futility, Scott. Tammy on Twitter, monkeys, giraffes, rhinos. Oh, I do love rhinos. Hippos. Yep, that's one of my considerations. I'm having a hard time. I've got three, but I can't give you the final four until I have a final four. Let's see. Jim on Twitter. Penguins. Oh my gosh, they're so much fun. Why didn't I think of penguins? Penguins, tigers, elephants, koalas. George, tigers, pandas, monkeys. I mean, George, you got to narrow it down a little bit. Monkeys? You can't see all the monkeys. You can only see one brand of monkey. Pick a brand of monkey. Because, for instance, in college basketball, how many teams out there have the mascot tiger? A lot of them. How many teams out there have the mascot wildcat? A lot of them. There are a lot of different brands of monkeys out there, so I feel like you have to pick one. Let's see. Terry on Twitter, giraffe, tortoise. Oh, I love the tortoises as well. You know, some of them are hundreds of years old. Alligator, he goes on to say. It's only one so far who's picked a gator. And number one, Fiona the hippo at the Cincinnati Zoo. Now I need to go to Cincinnati and visit Fiona. Jeff says polar bears, tigers, lions, and gorillas. Alex has a new one. His final four includes otters, elephants playing in the snow for the first time, a baby giraffe learning how to walk. And then he makes a joke about Cleveland Browns fans, which I just don't think is very nice, so I'm not going to read it. I should have read ahead of that first. Alex, you're missing an animal. Aaron on Twitter, polar bears, elephants, giraffes, tigers. It seems like these are really popular ones, which are good. Polar bears, elephants, giraffes, tigers. Also seeing a lot of, now I'm seeing more penguins as well. Logan says penguins, lions, tigers, giraffes. Yeah, we love our big cats in this country, don't we? Which would lead to people doing ridiculous things and making a show called Tiger King. Now, full disclosure, I refuse to watch it. I refuse. I can't. I've heard enough about it. Excuse me one second. Sugar. Oh my gosh. She's not a giant cat, a large cat, a predator cat, but she's a pain in my rear. She's my cat. I've already had to kick her off my chair at least six times during the course of the show, and it's not even 2 hours old. So we love our big cats, but I think it would infuriate me to watch Tiger King. I just can't. I've heard enough people talking about it or seen enough of Twitter and Facebook that I feel like I would get really angry. So some guy said to me, "You need to watch Tiger King so when you run out of things to talk about, it's a good topic." No, absolutely not. If my show ever gets to the point where I have nothing better to talk about than Tiger King, it's time for me to hang it up. It's time for me to retire.
No.
Thank you. How about negative Ghost Rider? Let's see. Another tweet. Polar bears, penguins, tigers, elephants. Yeah, we got some good ones here. These seem to be really popular. Richard, panda versus polar bear, flamingo versus penguin. So he's got his final four bracket set up. Panda versus polar bear, and then flamingo versus penguin. Adam, lions, elephants, cheetahs, there you go, and gorillas. So he's into the lions are the king of the jungle. The gorillas are, well, they're just, yeah, they're scary. Steven on Twitter, elephants, cheetahs, flamingos, and the hippo. Man, I'm going to have to narrow this down. This is tough. Your final four zoo animals. Those are the Twitter answers, but you can also find us on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And you can send your questions for Ask Amy Anything, which is inside of an hour from now, 855-212-4227. So we're certainly going over the various ways that the NFL will expand its postseason. So a triple header on both Saturday and Sunday of Wild Card Weekend. It would be the first weekend after New Year. So they're not going to do the playoffs on New Year's weekend. Actually, I'm going to get out my handy dandy calendar. I do not have a handy dandy clock here in the super secret home base. I still haven't figured out what to do there. But I do have a calendar on my phone that I can look at to see. It's fun to think about January in football, isn't it? Yes, this year. No, I'm sorry. Meaning next year. Duh, that sounded terrible. Next year, 2021, New Year's Day is a Friday. Which means New Year's weekend, the first weekend of the new year, would be the second and third. And of course, that's still considered kind of a holiday weekend. And many people won't go back to work or to school until the fourth, Monday the fourth, which means they're not going to do playoffs that weekend. In fact, that's likely to be the final weekend of the regular season, which is kind of how they've done it the last 2 years. So why my family, when they ask me if I can take time off of for New Year's, my answer is a flat no. Okay, so the first weekend of the playoffs, wild card weekend, three games on Saturday, three games on Sunday. It's actual second weekend in January, but first non-holiday weekend. So that's going to be exciting. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I do have concerns about how the one team with a bye will have a major disadvantage or major advantage, and the other teams will have a disadvantage. But this year we did see, you know, a couple wild card teams move forward. In fact, we saw six seeds win games, which is great. And there's a lot of parity in the NFL. We know that to be sure. So I'll give it a chance. Okay. I won't completely dismiss it as a bad idea. I'm just anxious to see more playoff football to be sure. But did you also see that the NBA is considering a bunch of different ways that they can get their playoffs on the schedule this year? They are committed to crowning a champion. And no, I'm not talking about the NBA 2K tournament that features Kevin Durant as the top seed. Side note, good to know that Kevin Durant is doing well. He did disclose that he was diagnosed with coronavirus. He was among the four Nets who did test positive for COVID-19, but he's also the top seed in this upcoming NBA 2K tournament. So I'm glad that he is well enough to play in this tournament. Okay, Dave, you have to help me because this is an area, this is like gambling where I choose to be completely oblivious. When the NBA says that there will be a 2K tournament that they're broadcasting live with various athletes, we don't see the athletes, right? Because they're the ones who are playing the games. How do you broadcast that?
So I'm not the biggest video game guy, and this would probably be better served asking producer Chris, but I believe it's going to be televised of the players playing each other in the video game realm. So, they have their own teams, or I'm not exactly sure how it'll work, but they'd be playing each other, and you could probably hear them or see them, you know, play each other in some sort of, you know, if there'll be a camera in each location. I'll have to read more about it, but
or
I think it's like that.
Or if they have those, a lot of video games or TVs, computers, if they're playing on their own, computers are set up with cameras, right? So do they have a camera that then shows the athletes playing the game? And maybe it's like a smaller window. If someone plays NBA 2K and maybe you play with friends or, you know, you do a communal battle, please let us know how it works because I have no idea. Full disclosure, I won't be watching it. I'm not interested in video games. I don't care who's playing them. It's just not something that interests me. And so this is not anything that I would be talking about on the radio. Sorry to disappoint you. But the only reason I would be tuning in would be if I could see the players and maybe hear some of their interaction. Otherwise I'm not really sure how it works. So if you have any insight, you can give us a call, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS, or you can find us on Twitter or on Facebook. So the NBA is right now, in lieu of actual basketball, going to put on an NBA 2K tournament. But what we've heard moving forward, and this comes from a source to the New York Post, the league is very committed to crowning a champion this year. And it would have to take, an extreme stretching on of these coronavirus stay-at-home orders and shutdowns all across the country for the NBA to scrap its postseason. They're already looking at various ways that they can condense the postseason, but they're not at this point even considering throwing the whole thing out. So they're kind of talking about different ways that they could put the playoffs together. And one of the options that I've heard, which I think sounds intriguing, is almost like a site during the NCAA tournament. So you'd have a pod where you would have various teams come in and they would all play on the same court, and it would be more almost like a round robin tournament type of a thing. They think a single elimination tournament is off the table. That comes from the New York Post. They're not going to do single elimination. But they have considered the idea of three game series. And again, they would potentially put it all at one arena, and you would have every team that was into the postseason be in one city so that they wouldn't have to travel during the pandemic. And right now they're considering cities like Las Vegas, Atlantic City, Hawaii, Louisville, even the Bahamas is another location that I saw tossed out there. And that's because none of those teams or none of those cities have their own NBA team. So it would be a neutral site for everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.